From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List, and this week we're listening to a cello collective celebrating African-American composers and talking about story time. David Wiegand tells stories every week. Don't believe him for a minute when he comes in. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's open with that collective of cello players. That's the Portland Cello Project doing an Elliott Smith song, and it's a chamber orchestra, heavy on the cellos, that's been playing up there in the Evergreen City for almost 8 years, and they have a very light touch with wonderful music, a lot of popular songs and rock songs, and they bring the cello to rock clubs and do amazing stuff.
They do, absolutely. In fact, I think that they have more than 1,000 pieces of music in their rep, which is astounding, but it also made me think about, in our minds, we think of particular instruments as classical instruments. I love it when those classical instruments become adapted to different forms of music. I mean, it can work wonderfully or it can be terrible. In this case, I think it works wonderfully.
Right. They do songs by Beck and Kanye West. The Portland Cello Project plays The Chapel in San Francisco tomorrow night. Bill T. Jones hardly needs an introduction. He's been making dances for his company for more than 30 years, and he's bringing a newish piece called Storytime to Stanford, in which Jones appears on the stage but not dancing. He's reading short stories, kind of a random set. This is a piece inspired by John Cage, I guess, who always worked with chance in all of his work.
Right, right. And what Cage's piece was, it was called Indeterminacy. It was a 1958 work where he just read a whole bunch of stories really, really quickly, and so Bill's going to be doing the same thing. So it's really meant to sort of evoke Eastern meditation, Eastern philosophy, and art philosophy.
You have two ways to admire Bill T. Jones. Stanford is hosting a conversation with him in the atrium at Bing Hall this Thursday. That's free, and that's our cheap thrill for the week. And then a week from tonight, Jones leads a performance of Story Time at Memorial Auditorium on the Stanford campus. Now some music from a guitarist who's come a long way from his teenage years doing the blues in England. That's Fred Frith, and he has a pair of concerts coming up. And this guy teaches at Mills right here in Oakland.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the faculty there, he's working on the very edges of contemporary music, bringing rock and jazz and blues into odd stuff.
That's absolutely true. I mean, he has more than 410 albums that he's appeared on so far, and they run the gamut. I mean, one of my very, very favorites, and I, of course, was too young for this, but Brian Eno's Before and After Science that Frith is featured on was, like, for years one of my very, very favorite albums. But he does so much, and watching him perform is amazing. He often performs barefoot so that he can, you know, have more tactile feeling connection with the pedals and so forth. Just a brilliant guitarist and explorer, really, a musical explorer.
Fred Frith plays Slims in San Francisco with his trio on Thursday. Local favorite Beth Custer is on the bill as well. And then Saturday, January 31st, Frith is performing with cellist Teresa Wong in Berkeley as part of the Berkeley Arts Festival. And I was listening to a bunch of radio stations on Martin Luther King Day. These were classical music stations, and the DJs were all talking about honoring Dr. King. But one thing was in very short supply, music by African-American composers. And there's a concert this weekend to fill the gap. That's a piece called Guide My Feet by Wendell Whalum, known as a virtuoso of choral music. And this is music from last year's concert by the African American Composers Initiative. For 9 years now, three women, led by former judge LaDoris Cordell, have been unearthing worthy music by black composers of jazz and choral and art songs. And here's Cordell talking about the project.
a very sad statement about the music establishment, and it's a sad statement about racism, about discrimination. You know, Jody Gandolfi, who's one of the founders, I mean, she went to Cornell. She was a Fulbright scholar, and yet in that entire musical education, there was no music of black composers, because the establishment just did not recognize the music. We weren't supposed to be doing this.
I think what she has to say is so important. We think of African-American composers like Billy Strayhorn and Fats Waller and Duke Ellington and so forth. I mean, those are the known names, but there are so many other names of people who are working in all kinds of genres of music who are never known. And you hear this music and you can't understand why. But there's one reason why, and it's not a very pretty one.
Yeah, and this year they're going to be doing music by Zenobia Powell Perry, who apparently wrote some operas, some wonderful operas. William Grant Still, a composer of symphonies, plus Fats Waller and Donny Hathaway. The African American Composers Initiative presents two concerts of work by black composers tomorrow and Sunday nights at the Eastside College Prep School in East Palo Alto. Here's a song from another musical activist, one raised in the Funktown neighborhood of Oakland.
Hurry up, get in, close the door. This here the meeting for the old though. Waiting on the concrete clothes to grow. Doing lies that ain't quotable. Counting up all that dough you owe. You ain't supposed to know. It's supposable. We are not disposable. Muscle up, kick, we got blows to blow. To the folks at prison, there'll be no decision.
The coup led by Boots Riley, and he was raised near Highland Hospital in Oakland. And this guy is such a hip political satirist, really a disturber of the status quo,
yeah,
which we like.
No, he's a disruptor. He definitely is. I mean, the group has been around since 1991. They're proudly lefty. There's a lot of energy and great music there, but there's also a very strong message, and that is, you know, disrupt the world, change the world, make it better.
The Coup play The Independent tomorrow night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on these shows and more at kqed.org/thedolist. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.